Thanks everyone for letting me have this time this morning, and I want to just talk about a few things that really I think, you know, when you put a lesson together, I often think, wow, I'm really putting this together for myself, and this is really what I've been thinking a lot about this focus, relax and trust in God, and I just want to kind of tell a story here at the beginning. I just want to talk about a time I was in class, and an instructor said something to me that stayed with me for a long time. So I was in class at Wilmington College at the Cincinnati campus for a class on Saturday mornings for 4 hours. There was a four-hour class for like 18 weeks, and it was a 45-minute drive there. And I remember just showing up and just, you don't want to be there. When you work full time, Saturday mornings is all you have. You know, when you wake up Saturday morning, that's the only morning I have to like get up and drink a cup of coffee and watch the news. You know, if you think about it, there's a lot of stresses that come with life. There's a lot of time that is taken, and Saturday mornings is kind of like my morning when I wake up. I get to do something. But when I was taking this class, I didn't have a choice. This class was required to graduate, so I was just thinking, man, it's taken a huge chunk out of your day because the class is 4 hours long. It's a 45-minute drive there, 45-minute drive home, so that's 6 hours out of your day, you know, just to get it started. And I remember the instructor of the class. You know, she just knew that none of us wanted to be there. Of course, you're sitting in a room with no windows. You're sitting there. It could be beautiful outside. But you're just sitting in this room and you're like, I really don't want to be here. Your mind is focused on other things. And I remember the instructor got up and said, you have to be here. Just accept it. And I was like, oh, okay. She said, if you accept it, there's going to be a lot of benefits that come from it. It's not just accept it and like we're going to gruel through this. No, accept it so you can learn. It's like, oh, okay. Because if you accept it, you'll be a better student. You'll learn more. You will not be stressed. It'll lower your anxiety. And the things that are mentioned, you'll retain longer. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, yeah. Because sometimes I feel like I'm a lifelong student and you're just in a lot of classes that you feel like you just had to get through. And this is over 10 years ago that this instructor said this, and it's always stayed with me that I am there. I can't worry about it. I can't think of things outside or I'm not going to pass the class. That I just needed to accept it and think about what was being taught and focused on what I'm doing instead of playing on my phone or reading something else. I'm a college professor, so I see this a lot. So having this mindset of just accepting these things and learning is very important. Because I think often, and like I said, sometimes when I put sermons together, I think about myself. When I sit in the pew, am I anxious about things that are going to happen throughout the rest of the week? I am. But I need to let those things go. I need to think about what I'm doing here and what I'm here to learn. Often, we're anxious about things, and I think of the verse Matthew 6, 27 through 30. Apparently, I've not added the rest of this verse. But which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So again, worrying is not going to add anything to our stature. So this instructor said, if everyone is anxious about where they are, what do you do when you sit in traffic? There's nothing you can do about it. You kind of just have to go with the flow. You're just stuck in traffic. And I thought about that a lot, being stuck in traffic a lot. There's nothing I can do about it. I might as well accept where I am to lower my anxieties. Because imagine being stuck in a major traffic jam. And imagine being this car right here. This is the worst traffic jam in the world, by the way. This is in China. What do you do? I mean, that's hours. I think it said it would take at least 7 hours to get through this. So imagine being in that situation. And if you're like me, I'm on an airplane a lot, so I'm constantly stuck in lines at the airport. It's stressful. It's stressful. However, thinking of these things that my instructor said has helped me lower my anxiety when it comes to about anything. Because I often think in Psalms 94 and 19, it says, "In the multitude of my anxieties with me, your comforts delight my soul." And that's what I would like to talk about this morning. Because we all have things that makes us anxious or stressful. I'm really big into stats, so I looked up the top things that are stressful, and I started thinking this probably wasn't a great way to start off this lesson, as I'm getting everybody stressful by talking about these things. But some of the top five most stressful events include death of a loved one, divorce, moving, major illness or injury, or job loss. And when I read through these, I couldn't help to think that there's a lot of members here going through this exact same thing. Talk to the Canes, they moved yesterday. That these things are stressful to us. These are the things that cause us stress and anxiety in our lives. However, we are to be focused on God. And especially while we're here this morning. Like I mentioned before, this lesson is as more for me as it is for anyone else. Because I've constantly tried to check my phone and I keep thinking, that's not what I'm here for. It's not what I'm here for. I need to let those things go. I also thought it was interesting that in the top 20, it also mentioned retirement, money, and moving to adulthood. These are just some common things that are out there. I just thought of these pieces because by adding those, we pretty much touched on probably everyone in the congregation. In some shape or form, that touches on everyone. And then, of course, we don't really have it figured out here in the United States. Our work-life balance is horrible here in the United States compared to other places. United States is pretty high up here on this list. Not too far away from the United Kingdom. However, we are to put these things aside when we're here to come together. When we come together, here in Hebrews 10, 23 and 26, it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." How am I able to do that if I'm anxious or worrying about things outside of here? "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Now, we just finished our study of Hebrews. So when we think about this study of Hebrews, you know, we know that there's going to be a day approaching where Jerusalem was going to be destroyed and they were going to hit some very hard times. So I often think about these things in context here in Hebrews of what was going on with them, that we can look and reflect at these words and think about ourselves as well. Because when we assemble together, I think of those same words that my instructor said, that if we put outside of those things of the world, put aside the stresses, we can be a better student, learn more, be less stressed, lower our anxieties, and retain what we're here to learn. That's always stuck with me. I'm one of those type A personalities that when I go into a class, I have my checklist of things that I need to accomplish. And I just try to hit those as fast and as hard as I can just so I can move on to something else. And I keep thinking, that's not how I'm to be. I don't need to worry about those things. I need to think about what I need to do to continue to grow. Because we're told not to be anxious for anything. Philippians 4, 6 through 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which suppresses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, I know that's easier said than done. This simply says, be anxious for nothing. I wish we could all walk away from here and never be anxious anymore because of this verse. However, it's something that we have to work at. Now, we know that we, in this verse, that it talks about prayer and supplication, thanksgiving to God. So there is avenues to help us with those anxieties. Because God is to dwell richly in us. Colossians 3, 16 through 17 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." This is where I was talking about in class where we were mentioning wisdom and things. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say anything or I'm going to get into the lesson. "Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with a grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." I do say there are times, especially on Wednesdays, it seems like I come in, I open the book, and I go through the routine. I need to work hard about not doing that. This is very important that when we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, that we're singing with grace and hearts to the Lord, that we're teaching and admonishing others. If I don't put those anxieties aside, I'm not doing what this mentions to do here. So I always consider myself not a song leader. Because we are not to worry. We're not to worry about our lives. In Luke 12, 20 through 26, it says, "Then he said to his disciples, 'Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither stored nor barn, and God feeds them. Of now much more value are you than the birds. And which are you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest?'" There has been things that I have been anxious about and worried about for months. Let's say it's a meeting. Let's say it's maybe sitting down with a student. I have several students in my department. One of who recently made the statement that he was going to commit suicide if his grade wasn't changed. These are things that are very serious and things that I never thought that I would have to deal with. The stress and anxiety that goes along with that is very hard. And also I think of the things that are going on in that student's life that a grade means that much to an individual. That's something that my instructor also mentioned. We're here for a short time in life. If we spend all of our time working on those things that do not matter, where will we be in the end? I'm not saying that grades, you shouldn't worry about your grades, but I'm saying that that is an important piece. And I think about meeting with that student. It was actually several weeks out, and I remember worrying about this student and thinking about what was going through this student's mind. Then within that simple meeting with that student, everything was okay. The student, we had talked down, went to counseling and stuff like that. But through all of those weeks of being anxious and sitting down with that student, it was accomplished in like 20 seconds. And I think of, I worried about all of those things, and of course I was worrying for that student. But how often I worry about things in the evening, and when I show up to work, sometimes they're already resolved by the time I walk in. And I think, wow, I accomplished nothing by spending up worrying that evening. And I think of this verse with that. Because we know that there's this force that's not seen. Because here in 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, "Therefore we do not lose heart. For even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed by that day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more excellent and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Because we are to focus on these things that are eternal. Because we are not to worry about tomorrow. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about things its own. Sufficiently for the day, it is its own trouble. And in Proverbs, it says, a man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? Because God is there for us to help us lead down our paths. And of course, we are told not to worry about tomorrow. That goes into what I was mentioning before, that I don't need to worry about things that are of tomorrow. But we are to look at things today. Maybe that's meeting with a friend. Maybe that's meeting with a loved one. Maybe that gets into pure, undefiled religion, which is mentioned in James. The things that we are to do today. Because we know that God comforts all. In 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father in mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we observe are comforted by God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for our consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same suffering which we also suffered. Or if we are comforted, it is not for our consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are a partaker of the suffering, so also you will partake of the consolation. Just to kind of think of these verses, I was kind of putting this together and thinking about how we are comforted in our anxieties and our thoughts and our worries. In verse 4, it says, who comforts us in all our tribulation. I believe we all have comfort knowing that we have a home in heaven. Knowing that we have these things. I often think it would be hard to get through life without God comforting us. As I mentioned before, when I talked about the stresses of life, I think I mentioned everything that's stressful that I could probably touch on everybody's lives here to talk about those stressful events. However, we can look to God and be comforted in these things. Because we know, in order to be comforted, we know we have to follow Christ. And we know following Christ, we would be a Christian. I think of the Great Commission that was given. In Matthew 28, starting in verse 16 or 17, it says, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. So I think about these things that we have talked about this morning. All of these ideas to lower our anxieties. All of these pieces that we think about that as a Christian can help us. Also in Acts, I think of the day of Pentecost. I think about the question that was asked, what must we do to be saved? Because they have understood that they were living the wrong life. They understood that they needed this comfort. This comfort that's talked about here in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 7. And they are told to be baptized into Christ. To wash away those sins in 41. And those who were gladly received his word were baptized, and the day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. All of those things that we had mentioned today, about comfort, about moving away from these anxieties, that we know to be a Christian and to follow Christ, we can look to him to help us with those things. We know that it rains on the just and the unjust. We know that we will still have hardships in our lives. There's no way that we'll be fully removed of all of these anxieties and all of these things with our lives. But I do feel that it is important that we walk a Christian life, that we can be comforted in him. I hope these thoughts are beneficial this morning. I hope that the thoughts of when we're here and when we're here to study, we're here to worship God, that we can try to put out these things that are happening in our lives. Like I'd mentioned, it is difficult. It is difficult to put aside these things. I did mention some verses today that talk about moving away from anxieties and just to worry about today, for tomorrow's worries will worry about themselves. And that is a difficult track to do. However, in the next lesson, I'm going to talk about the idea of mindfulness and what maybe the definition of mindfulness is and how that can relate to our lives. And maybe that the idea of mindfulness can help us with our anxieties and with our life, and maybe when we teach others, and maybe when we teach ourselves of things that we didn't understand. So as this morning, I would like to extend the invitation. If you would like to become a Christian, if you would like to follow these words and have this comfort, please come forward as we stand and sing the song that's been